Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Morning Motivation. I'm your host, Brittany Daniel. I have been out for a little bit under the weather, been sick for the last week. If you can tell, I am still not 100%, but I am here for you today. I don't know what that was. I hope that you guys are doing well. I hope that you guys are blessed. I hope that you guys have had a great weekend. Happy belated Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth for everyone out there. I hope you guys had a good one. And I hope that you celebrated the fathers that deserve to be celebrated. You know, I think fathers get the short end of the stick when it comes to Father's Day, unfortunately. So to anybody out there who may not have heard it, happy Father's Day. And I hope you were celebrated in the way that you wanted to. But nonetheless, we are here. It is Monday. What's today? June 20th. Oh my goodness. So I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are feeling great. I'm going to go ahead and say our prayer and do our morning shout outs and get into today's topic. So if you are not spiritual or religious, I hope that it is okay that I pray for you anyway. Okay. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing me to have the strength to come on for Morning Motivation. I pray that we get through this message in one piece. I pray that whatever I say today is through you and from you, and that is for what everybody needs to hear. And I pray that you touch each and every person listening now and later abundantly. I pray that you clear any obstacles in their path or help them get through it. I pray that they continue to walk and do things that are pleasing in your sight and your darlings. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, everyone. So good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Marta. Good morning, Edwin. Good morning, Nana. Happy Monday. And also good afternoon, good evening, and good night to my international watchers. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Ashley. Rich Rising. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, such a lady. Oh, it's okay. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning. Good morning, Magla. Good morning. Let me know how to pronounce your name below if I pronounced it incorrectly. I thank you guys for being here again. Again, excuse me for my tardiness last week. I was under the weather. Again, still not 100%, but we are back. So I hope that you guys are well. Rich Rising, and I pray that you guys are doing well. So today I wanted to ask you guys, is there anything that you guys are going through that you guys wanted to talk about? I normally have a topic and I've been praying on one. Good morning. Welcome back. Thank you, Percy. I appreciate it. Let me know if there's anything that you guys want to discuss that you guys have your minds on today. I don't know what's going on in the world, y'all. I kind of unplugged a little bit, so I have no idea what's going on in the atmosphere. I took a little, it wasn't a break, really. It really wasn't a break. I was just really, really not feeling well. And it's okay to take a step back. Like, if you're not feeling well, you really have to take care of yourself. Health is wealth. It's extremely important to take that time to sit out and, you know, take a seat for a second. How to let things go. Oh, and not hold a grudge. I love this. Thank you so much, Chevy Chev. All right. So the number one thing that I can tell anybody when they need to let something go, and I give me 1 second, you guys, is holding on to anything of your past, anything that somebody did to you. It only hurts you in the long run. And the reason I say this is because we've talked about this months ago on my podcast, but there was an incident where I stepped into some business that had nothing to do with me. I can own that part of it. You know, sometimes when we have friend circles or we hear gossip and things, we can step in and have, you know, an opinion. And honestly, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't my opinion to have. I'll just say that. And nonetheless, I really upset somebody that was a friend of a friend. And this big old drama happened. This was back in 2021. And a big old drama happened. And needless to say, I was like, oh, my bad. Should have stayed out of it. Put my hands up and walked away. Months later, the young lady who was involved approached me and told me how it upset her and, you know, how she really wasn't feeling me. And although I appreciated it, this had been months after the incident passed. And I felt bad because she had held on to this for a very long time when I went on and lived my life. And I hadn't thought much about it. I thought it was over and it was over and done with, but it still bothered her. And I say that, I tell you that, that story to just tell you that a lot of times when we hold grudges, when we hold on to things, when we keep things bottled up inside, or we don't resolve issues either by bringing it up to the person or resolving them within ourselves and like letting them go as soon as possible, all we do is carry on a load or carry on a weight that it never really affects the other person as much as it affects us, you know, unless we bring it to them, unless we know. And sometimes as humans, we do a really bad job of communicating because we assume that people are supposed to know what they did or assume that they know how we feel. One of the things I can't stand is when I hear people say, you know what you did. A lot of times people don't know. Even when you think they do. And this can go with fathers. This can go parents. This can go with friends, coworkers, even friends of friends. Until you articulate what's really bothering you, even if that person was malicious a lot of the times, because when people do malicious things, I will say this, they're doing it from a place a lot of the times where they're not thinking about you, they're thinking about their best interests at heart, even if it's not the right thing, which is unfortunate because everybody should think about other people, right? A lot of people should walk around and feel or have a sense of how would I do? How does it affect other people? When I say this, how is that going to make somebody else feel? When I do this, how is that going to make somebody else feel? Unfortunately, a lot of people don't think like that. Unfortunately, people only think about how things are going to affect them and what's going to be the cause of them. When people cheat, 9 times out of 10, they don't think about how the other person's going to react or feel when they find out. They only think about what's best for them in that moment or what makes them feel good or what they're escaping from or what they need. And so what happens is a lot of times the other person is ignored. So when we don't bring it up to that person, when we don't acknowledge it, when we don't take things head on, we harbor these emotions, we harbor these negative feelings, we harbor all of this turmoil, which builds and builds and builds, or we can ignore it, but deep down, there's underlining issues there. And again, it only hurts us because there's a saying where it says, holding a grudge is like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die. It only harms and affects you. So the best thing to do at any time, if you can bring it up to that person, is address it, acknowledge it, and bring it forward and let them know what they've done to harm you. Now, the flip side of this is even when you do this, sometimes depending on the person that you're dealing with, have a little expectation that they're going to understand, that they're going to get it, that they have the maturity and the know-how to listen. Because a lot of times when you bring things up to people, if they're not mature, if they're not at a place to accept it, if they haven't taken on the personal responsibility or just to have that wear for all, then sometimes that can be thrown back in your face. Sometimes it can be dismissed or gaslighted too. So just also when you're bringing something up to somebody, you pray that they understand, you pray that they'll hear you out. You pray that they'll see your feelings and your side, but sometimes people don't. Sometimes people rather defend themselves and rather justify their actions than own up to their part. And it's human nature. People get defensive. Because nobody wants to be in the wrong. Nobody wants to good morning. Nobody wants to feel like they're they're wrong, right? Or that they did something bad, or especially if their intentions weren't bad. And so you really have to take your time to know that I'm saying this for myself. I'm getting this off my chest because I need to, but have in the back of your mind, unfortunately, this really sucks, but these are people. Have in the back of your mind that even if I bring this up to this person, they still might not have the whole mental capacity to understand or want to heal it or, you know, take my feelings into consideration. And they might take it with a grain of salt and let it roll off their back. It takes a very mature person to say, I hear you, I see you, even if they don't agree, to say, I agree to disagree, or I'm sorry I made you feel that way, and not be gaslit or, you know, turned around on, or whatever the case may be. So I would say that when you do it and you approach it that way, if you do, have in the back of your pocket or have in your pocket that it may not work out the way that you want it to, unfortunately. But the best thing you can do with letting things go is to understand that it's for you. It's not for the other person. It's not for, it's just to give yourself that release and that thing. Like, you can forgive somebody without even telling them that you forgave them. You can forgive somebody without even having a conversation or, much expectation. You can forgive someone just for the sake of yourself and forgiving them. And I think that that's why we are always called to forgive, because one, we're no better than anybody else. We make our mistakes. But at the same time, we have to let things go for ourselves. So when you hear people say, you have to forgive, I think God knew that if we didn't let things go, we would harbor so much resentment and harbor so many negative feelings and harbor so many emotions. And those negative feelings, that stress, only cause more harm and pain to ourselves. We then get sick, you know. They say stress causes cancer. Stress causes a lot of ailments in our bodies, more than we know. And it's hard to let go. But you have to do it for yourself. So if I can give anybody any advice on that, is if you feel like that person's a willing participant, and they're mature and they're open to hearing your point and your side, I would recommend trying to talk to them. I recommend trying your best to articulate how you feel and how their actions made you feel. But then if you don't get anywhere from that, then you have to choose to forgive for yourself so you can let that situation go and move on. And sometimes forgiveness looks like, or letting things go looks like, we're just going to agree to disagree because we're not going to see it the same way. We're not going to have the same thought process about it. You don't see things the way I see it. And I often have to do that. Y'all, I'm very opinionated. I'm very strong with my opinions. And although I hear other people, a lot of times I don't agree. And a lot of times people don't agree with me. And I think that that's okay. I don't think that everybody's on the planet, even when you're friends, even when you're in a relationship, even when you have parents, everybody's not going to see the same things. Everybody's not going to have the same opinions and same experiences, because people are living from their experiences. A lot of times when I tell you guys things or give you guys advice, or say, you know, how I feel about things, they're only because of my personal experiences, what I've been through. That's why I always tell you guys, think and do things for yourselves. You know, you can take somebody's opinion and make it your own, but everybody has their own experiences and they have their own, life. Everybody goes through life in their own way. So it's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay to be like, you know what? This conversation isn't getting anywhere. This situation isn't getting anywhere. So you know what? Let's just agree to disagree, because we keep hitting a dead end and we're not going to see eye to eye on this topic. And I think that that's okay. I think that it's okay to just throw your hands up with the situation. But to know that you're letting things go and moving on for yourself is the only thing that you can do, because sometimes people will never see our side. Sometimes people will never see our points. And unfortunately, it hurts. It sucks. But it's life. And we just have to do the best we can for ourselves and keep it pushing. Oh, thank you. That's unfortunate. But that's my, so Chevy Chev, that is my advice on that. I hope that helped. I hope that helped. The correct way to unplug and recharge your energy. Ooh, Gabby, I am working on this one. The best thing to do, in my personal opinion, is kind of sometimes shut down from everything and everyone. I am working on, and I'm giving you guys a heads up, I'm working on taking a vacation from Morning Motivation. I don't know when yet, because I also need to unplug and recharge, because sometimes we can give our energy away a lot. And not even just with me, but with social media. When we're scrolling, when we're interacting, when we're reading, when we're seeing other people's lives 24/7, that's a lot of energy that we are expending each and every day. When we're talking to people, we're expending our energy each and every day. This is the first time in history that we have so much access to so many people's lives, that we're taking on so many stories and emotions. And not only is the news going on, but regular, degular life. And then we have life things that we have going on, right? So to me, the best way to, and I'm learning this myself, so you can take my advice with this, with a grain of salt, because I'm learning, I'm working on how to do this. But how to unplug and recharge is sometimes really putting your phone down. And it's super hard because we're so addicted. Our phones are programmed that way. Our phones are programmed to have us constantly picking up. This motion of scrolling and doing this with our phones and our fingers, that was designed. You know, there's something about that that gives us endorphins. That's why on dating apps, that swipe thing is such a thing. You know, learning how to swipe is it's something that it goes, something happens with our brain with that. So the thing to do, I think, is to practice unplugging, practice turning stuff off. Sometimes we having to even delete the app in its entirety, deleting social media in its entirety. It's very hard to do sometimes because, you know, like one time I deleted my apps, right? Because I wanted to take a break. And even with the apps gone, I found myself subconsciously picking up my phone and going straight to the app. I've tried hiding the apps from myself, but really having to delete them sometimes and really just 100% taking them off your phone. And man, it's hard to do. It's really hard. But taking some time out and really thinking and being with God and being with yourself and, you know, really pulling back and like, what am I into? What do you like to do? What are you interested in? What do you want outside of what you see? Because it's easy to see things and be like, oh my gosh, I want that, or I want to try that, or I want to do that. You know, we look at TikTok and Instagram for inspiration on where we should eat and what we should do and what we should experience. But when have we done things for ourselves in a while? You know, when weren't we influenced by something? And people can say, you know, social media doesn't have a hold on me, or, you know, we're not influenced by this and that. We are. You know, we're influenced by what we see. We're influenced by what comes on our timeline. You know, it's all programmed specifically to keep us on these apps and to keep us hooked and to keep us you know, in these rabbit holes. So in my personal opinion, the best thing to do if you're finding it hard to just stay off your phone is to delete the apps that keep you on your phone, to really power down and take some time away from it. It's super hard because it's embedded in our culture. Everybody has cell phones, from kids to babies to everybody has them. And so we're in a day and age where it's very hard, and we're programmed to like these phones. You know, they've studied us. They listen to us. They listen to what we want to hear and what we want to buy and what we want to do. If you say you want to go camping, if I say I want to go camping around my phone, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be a camping advertising put up. I'm probably going to see it today or tomorrow. They're listening to us. They know what we want, and it's all to sell us stuff. It's all to collect data and information. You know, they know when our cycles are coming. They know when our baby, like if you are having a baby, they know. You know, there's a lot of things that we do where the phones are programmed to be addictive. There's a very good documentary called The Social Dilemma. I believe it's on Amazon or Netflix. That you guys could check it out, but try your best to unplug and recharge your energy. And the way you can recharge is by going in nature. It's called grounding, where you walk around barefoot in nature. And I know people think that that's really country and you're supposed to keep your shoes on, but that's a way we connect, is being in nature, actually hugging trees. You know, nature has a lot of power and source. Eating really good, strong, healthy, organic food as much as possible, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, and it can be very hard. I have to purposely focus my mind on eating healthy because I do not eat a lot. That's something that I'm working on, is eating more, but eating good food, getting sunlight, going outside. I know it's very hot. You know, we had a cold surge the other night. I don't know about you guys, but here in Georgia, it got like down to like 65 degrees, which is very rare this time of year. But drinking really good water. This isn't good water, by the way, people. It's just what we get at the store. But drinking really good water, eating as many fresh fruits and vegetables as possible. Sunlight, getting a lot of vitamin D is really good for us right now, especially because we've been in the house for most of us for the past 2 years with COVID and, you know, coming out of the pandemic and things like that. And being around people that really love you. And love you no matter what you look like, no matter if you have a filter or don't have a filter, whether your hair is done or not, being around friends and family that genuinely love you for exactly who you are, laughing a lot, smiling as much as you can, and just being around love. I love being around my friends' kids or my nieces and nephews. Being around children really recharge me and make me feel amazing because they give the best hugs and their little arms just wrap around you. So you have to find things that really bring you joy, really light you up without taking anything. You know, we get so caught up sometimes with social media. It's like, who were we before? I really miss the days before social media. Really, 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 really. But I hope I answered your question. Percy says, the way the world is going, I see the importance of mental health. Oh, yeah, there's a study. I was in grad school and there was a study about like suicide. And it was like suicide was on, there was like a chart and it was like this. And then in 2012, it skyrocketed. And social media and our phones have a lot to do with it. You know, when you're constantly looking at other people's lives and you're constantly seeing people, you know, money and cars and homes and, you know, could you imagine living up in a, growing up in a really, really, really bad environment, or maybe a poor environment, or maybe, you know, you don't have the things that other people have as a kid, and you go on social media and you can see all of these things that your parents can't buy you, or the things that you can't have, and constantly wanting it. And, you know, you're just shown all the time what we can't have or what we can't do. If you don't have it or your parents don't have it, and you're feeling bad about yourself. Like when we went to school growing up, when once we left school, that was it. We went home, you know, and that was it. We could shut down. We could go inside. We could go in our rooms and play our music and be in our own little world. We didn't always have all these opinions and things like our friends. That was it. You know, our little circles, that was the only thing that we had. And now we're constantly We're constantly shown everybody's live 24/7. So that can be very exhausting, very, very exhausting. But mental health is extremely important. So try to recharge, try to unplug. Again, I'm going on vacation from the Morning Motivation. I don't know when, but it's coming soon because I see that I need it. I see that I need a break. Just my health is not doing too well. Good morning, you guys. I'm not feeling better, but I am back. We will see, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Talking about grudges. Yes, I know I'm wrong for this, but my dad disrespects me for months. 4 months ago in front of his wife, been 4 months, and I didn't even call him on Father's Day. I know that I'm wrong. Well, I can't tell you that you're wrong, Percy. If you feel that you're wrong, I'm sorry that happened to you. But also as adults, and I'm not justifying this at all. I'm just saying, even as adults, though, sometimes we do have to put up those barriers and those boundaries. And we have to show people how to treat us, unfortunately. And we have to, hi, Zara. Y'all, Zara's here. We have to, put those boundaries up. You know, we can't allow people to disrespect us, no matter who they are to us. We can't allow people to treat us any type of way, especially as adults. You know, as kids, you can't do anything about it. But when you're an adult, you definitely can. I'm sorry that happened to you, and I've been there, but I will challenge you to just, you know, at least text him and reach out anyway. And sometimes it sucks, but sometimes we got to be the bigger people. And I know that doesn't feel good. I know that, you know, but God forbid if there were anything to happen to us, we don't want to have any regrets. We don't want to live life with regrets of, I wish I would have said this, or I wish I would have done this. And we can be so mad in the moment, you know, but we don't get our time back. So if you feel inclined to reach out, it's not too late. You can still say Happy Father's Day. But at the same time, you do have to show people how to treat you. And sometimes that does come with distance. So you have to do what's best for you. I'm sorry you're going through that, Percy. Excuse me, y'all. I'm not 100%. I'm feeling better than I was, but I ain't there. Brittany, so I talked to my two lawyers, and one of them is my brother, and found out what to give me, $5,000. Do you think I should negotiate or go higher? I can't give you legal advice, Edwan, unfortunately. I would talk to your lawyers and see what they say, because they have to negotiate on your behalf. But I have no clue. I'm so sorry. I wish I knew the answer to that. But what lawyers are supposed to do, I can give you this advice. Lawyers are supposed to see what other people have gotten for the same incident and try their best to do that for you. That's all the advice I can. But I'm not a lawyer. I've only taken a couple law classes. But they are supposed to fight on your behalf and look at what other cases have won in that regard. Zara, you have to wait, baby. You know that. Oh, thank you, Key Amber. I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not feeling better, guys. I'm just trying to thug it out. I didn't want to miss any more days. Take a break for July, come back, recharge, and ready in August for the end of the year. I like that. It's a good idea. I'm still praying on it. Gabby says, yes, Facebook and Instagram has been gone for months now, and I can't leave TikTok alone because of the dances. You got to do what makes you happy, but just always know there's always time for a break with everything that we do. Yes, I need a break for sure. Sometimes we always keep going and never realize until something happens. Absolutely. Swiping is the physical switch to the dopamine in the brain and more serotonin for women. Y'all, and they studied this and they know. I didn't know the serotonin part. And serotonin, isn't that the same? The same thing that goes off when we have babies, I think. I Zarita. Y'all, Zara's here. Want to say hi? They haven't seen you in so long. Okay, don't lick me, please. Hi, Rito. You want to say hi? Okay, don't do that. Oh, she gets licking, and I don't like it. Okay. Hi, baby. To look back at how the world communicates is so amazing. People used to send letters and wait on a response that can take so long. You leave a person on read and don't respond in less than 10 minutes. We freak out. That's absolutely true. Okay, get down, baby. Thank you. Thank you for coming to say hi. I'll be with you in a minute. You gotta wait. That is very true. We used to, man, even in high school, before like cell phones and all these, like before you could text a paragraph, we used to write letters. And that used to be so daunting, like to wait on a response, but you had to wait. You know, all this instant gratification. And we, you know, we want things now. And even this younger generation, like we were talking about this, you know, everybody feels like they're owed all of this respect and that they have so much, they have all this like entitlement to things, you know. And when we were growing up, respect was something that you had to earn. You had to earn your keep. You had to earn that time. You had to earn money. And I feel like with social media, everybody, you know, all these kids want all this respect and they didn't put anything in society to get all this respect that they want. So it's very interesting. You're right. The way we communicate is very different. They used to have to wait weeks and months for letters sometimes. Yes, I love going outside and taking walks. Absolutely. It's a great way to recharge for sure. Social media has made it so hard to date and upkeep trust. I know it may be a confidence thing, but it bothers me to know that everyone is basically naked and my partner is loving it up. And that's a thing too. You can really bring that up to your partner if you feel like him liking certain type of pictures bothers you. Thank you, Percy, for the super chat. I definitely see it. I'm getting to it. Hold on 1 second, please. But it's something, if it does bother you, you can see. But yeah, everybody's half naked. I remember growing up, like that was such a taboo thing to do. You know, I still have issues with showing things on the internet just because how we were raised. Like there were certain things that ladies, quote unquote, just didn't do. And now everybody is just showing it all. And I mean, to each their own. I think that it's one, on one hand, it's beautiful that people are so confident with their bodies. And, you know, I think that it's on one hand, it's a beautiful thing that we have all this freedom. But then on the other hand, I feel like we just show everything now. It's like borderline porn. And it is easier to have this idea that, you know, it's easier to have this idea that you can just go off and find somebody better, find something better. You know, when we were growing up, you only had what was at your school or in your close radius. You didn't have access to all these people. And unfortunately, it is easier for people to have this perception that the grass is greener, that they can find somebody better. When the truth is, when you find somebody that's good to you and for you, that you should stick with them as much as you can, because you know, the grass ain't greener. Just because somebody's cuter or you see pictures doesn't mean that they're going to be better for you. Percy says, I'm impressed on how you talk to Zara and she's in kind and understand, and she understands what you're saying. She does. Yeah, you have to give dogs very short commands, but we've been together for 4 years. Zara's been in my life for 4 years. So I've just talked to her the way I've talked to her and she understands. But thank you. Dang Dion says that happened to us too. It was cold yesterday. Yeah, it got really, really cold for some reason. But it felt good. We needed that break. It was getting real hot. Like the devil felt like was in Georgia for a little bit. Ewan says, that's the problem I have. I don't feel loved by anything or anyone. I just feel alone and forgotten. Edwan, you know you're not alone and forgotten, though. You come on Morning Motivation. You know, we talk to each other. You definitely have people. You're not alone and forgotten. And that's the perception that social media can give us, too, is that there's so many people in the world and we feel alone. Definitely have to keep going to therapy and keep working on it. But when you have God, you're never alone. I know it can feel very lonely in this world, but you're never alone. You always have God in your corner. And you always have the Morning Motivators, for sure. See, Dang Dion says, social media has made people also care about what strangers think. I have only used YouTube for the past 6 years and felt left out. I can't relate to the social media world and being called lame. Yeah. Social media can definitely make you feel left out and definitely make you feel like I can see how that can make you feel alone, though, especially Edwan, like seeing all these things and seeing all these people. People feel alone more than anything now. We are so connected and we feel alone more than anything. And it was all predicted, to be honest. Zara's on time. She's a little early today. Definitely take. I'm trying, y'all. It's very hard with what I do. You know, I feel also obligated to show up every day and to do my part. So it's very hard to balance it, especially when I've been out. I feel like for a week, I only took, 2 days off of Morning Motivation, but it feels like so much longer. So I'm trying, y'all. I've been resting. I don't know what's going on. I need to go to the doctor, though, for sure, because it's not getting better. I try to control my environment as much as I can, who I'm around, what I watch, and what I consume. It makes a difference with your mental health. Absolutely. It's super hard nowadays, you guys, but we definitely have to do it as much as possible, as much as we can. Good morning, Turquoise. Thank you, Sheamber, for saying that to Edwan. Brittany, I wonder if you're feeling under the weather due to exhaustion. Everybody's saying that too. People were like, are you pregnant? Exhaustion? I don't know. I have to go to the doctor, though, because it's been about a week. And I feel like by now I should have kicked back. I normally have pretty good health, but I have no idea. I need to figure it out, though, because I'm over feeling like this, y'all. I really am. Dang Dion says serotonin is most leading with our emotions. Good to know. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much, Bree. I've been off my YouTube channel for close to a month due to some much needed inner surgery. Without anesthesia, I seek my peace full throttle. Yeah, I might need to take a break too, y'all, because I have not been at peace for a while now, too. I've been there. Definitely understand. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We are all family, like a giant tree reaching out to the stars. Sheamber, you have such the most beautiful spirit. Hey, Crystal, your voice and this conversation is coming to my spirit right now. Oh, well, thank you. I'm probably at about 50%. Well, I appreciate that because I don't normally sound like this. So thank you. Gabby says, thank you for making us feel seen. I've attended so many live posts in the past, and this is the only channel that recognizes every single comment. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys showing up for me too. Do you guys have any other questions, comments, or anything? And for those who are listening on the podcast, I apologize for not having a topic today. I've been trying. I've been praying. And I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I really think that breaks are very important. Health is very important. And I always tell you guys, we have to pour into ourselves before we can pour out into the world. And I just feel like it's coming to the time where I made myself. That's why Nobody's perfect. Nobody has superpowers. I am no better than anybody else. I have to take my breaks and my days and my rest days because I don't always feel up to it. And I'm waiting on my doctor to respond to me so I can go to the doctor so that I can figure out what the heck is going on. Sun-kissed by dark skin hypergamy. I am now very careful as to who I follow. I was bullied by several content creators from a certain sector of 3 years because I won't support them any longer. You are the go. Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. There are some creators that are bullies. I don't know. And the ones I know that are men, though, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Nobody should be, man, we are, man, and it's adults. That's the crazy part. But you guys know what? And I say this all the time, but it's very true. Hurt people hurt people. And only miserable people can really come on the internet and purposely try to hurt and harm people and make other people feel bad about themselves. Anybody with good self-esteem would never, or that was happy, would never want anyone to be in pain or to feel bad about themselves. So I'm sorry that happened to you, but those people are trash. Those people are utter trash, and I'm sorry. That's not cool. I'm trying to be patient with myself and learning to heal. You gotta feel. Please keep me in your prayers. You guys, everybody pray for Miss Boss Bree. Send her your prayers and your love, and we're stretching our arms and our hearts to you. You know, y'all, therapy, please, therapy, you guys. Therapy, therapy, therapy. It is very hard to find a good therapist, but you want to keep trying, keep trucking. But therapy is key. Prayer, again, it can be hard, but keep praying. And healing takes time, you guys. One thing about healing, I will say, is healing is not pretty. Healing is a lot of crying. Healing is a lot of uncovering painful things and uncomfortable things. Healing is very uncomfortable. So if you're uncomfortable in that season, that it's supposed to be. It's not a pleasant thing. It's not always glorious or glamorous. Like, healing isn't self-care. Healing isn't, you know, going to get your nails done or your hair done and luxury posts on Instagram and dark with mood and all. That's not healing. Healing is unpacking trauma. Healing is a lot of crying and tears and bringing things to the surface that you thought you've healed from, or that you thought you were over, that you thought you had, you know, that you were. Y'all, I'm holding on. So forgive me for looking like I'm trying, but healing is not pretty. Healing is very painful. So keep going, though. You're going to appreciate yourself so much more. Continue to rest up, Brittany. I see you can make the doc. Yeah, I'm gonna try to make a doctor's appointment soon. Because I am not, y'all, I'm not. I'm holding on. But y'all continue to pray for Bree. Send her your prayers and love. Healing is not fun. I don't know where social media made healing seem like it was this beautiful thing. Healing sucks. Healing is trash, man. At least the emotions behind it, because it's not, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. It's not. It's very painful. It can be very lonely too, because we're the only ones who experience certain things, right? So when we go through it, it can be very devastating and tragic. But thank you, Turquoise. Yeah, I hope I can go to the doctor soon. I'm waiting on my doctor to respond to me, because I hate going to urgent care, y'all. People are like, go to urgent care. And I'm like, And there's nothing wrong with, I want anybody that needs to go to urgent care, go to urgent care. It's just that it's been like, and I might need to go, but I hate urgent care. Cause it's like anytime the ER, it's like, I just see germs. I'm just like, ew, germs. It's like germs everywhere. Thank you for coming through, even though you're not 100%. I don't know if that's a good thing, Percy. I appreciate that. But I don't know if that's a good thing, because then I'm showing you guys to show up and not be 100%. I don't know. I don't know. How to ignore the miserable. Anything that we feed grows. Anything that we feed grows. So if you can ignore people who, it's hard. Just can't give them life. You just can't give miserable, toxic and negative people life, because it just gets worse. And I'm sorry I'm not being motivating today, guys, on Morning Motivation. You are glowing a little bit. Really? I don't know. This is glowing. I don't know. I feel like, it's definitely not pretty. You gotta love yourself through the tears and not beat yourself up. Absolutely. You have to love yourself. And the beautiful thing about healing, though, is that you love yourself enough to heal. You know how hard, it's hard to dig up old emotions and things that have scarred us and have hurt us in the past. That's not easy. It's not easy, but you, the fact that you're doing it shows that you love yourself, because you know it's something to work on. Only people who love themselves work on themselves. You know, people who are like, oh, ain't nothing wrong with me. They're lying to themselves, you know? So it's a beautiful thing. To the fact that you're actually doing the work is a very beautiful thing. That's how I feel. I'd be like, urgent care, you. And there's nothing wrong. I'm not shaming anybody that goes to urgent care. Y'all continue to do what you're supposed to do. For me, I just see germs. I just see germs. But do you guys have any other questions or comments or anything else you would like to talk about before we end? We got about 10 minutes left of the Morning Motivation. I really appreciate y'all for showing up. I appreciate y'all for holding it down for me. I pray you feel better soon. You are so what's prettyful, but thank you, even though you're not having a good day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Man, y'all, I feel like I'm dying on the inside. I hate this feeling. I hate being sick. I didn't even get sick during the pandemic, which is crazy. And I've been sick twice this year already. So something's going on. I'm going to leave the comments open for a few more minutes, because I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying. No, I've taken a COVID test, so I don't have COVID, the C word. It's so crazy how we can't say COVID and pandemic without like being fearful. It's crazy. That's how I feel like. That's why I feel like that crap was man-made, man. But no, I took a COVID test. Don't have COVID, and I still have my taste and smell and all of that. Brittany, I hope you feel better. I've been resting. That's the crazy part, y'all. I've been resting. Like, I did not take this weekend and these days to, like, I've been resting. I've been sleep. I've gotten so tired of watching it. I watched everything that I wanted to watch on Netflix. I even got Disney Plus again, because that's how bored I got. I have been resting, and I don't know what's going on. You guys are hilarious. No, I don't have COVID, but thank you. It's hard to accept the past trauma, though, especially when you see that parents are the main cause. Oof, Yeah, but always remember, our parents were traumatized. When people traumatize you, they probably got it worse, and they don't understand that they're traumatizing you because they went through worse. So in their minds, they're like, well, my kids ain't go through what I went through, you know, which is unfortunate. But that generation, and this is why I give them a lot of grace. I don't excuse their behavior, but our grandparents did a number on our parents. You know, anytime that we went through a lot, our grandparents, like our parents grew up in a time where kids were seen and not heard. They could be beaten and abused, and it wasn't illegal. Like, we had a lot of laws and a lot of things protect our generation that they did not have. You know, they grew up through the crack era and the 70s and the 60s, where our grandparents were doing a whole lot of drugs back then, a lot of cocaine, a lot of psychedelics. There's this movie called Blow, and it showed that how cocaine kind of took over America during the 60s and the 70s. And so there were a lot of you know, when our grandparents were in their 20s and 30s, you know, there was a lot going on. And not just with the drugs, but with segregation, depending on where you grew up, and Jim Crow. And well, Jim Crow was before that, was their parents, but when they were growing, actually, it was when they were growing up, they went through a lot. And so, especially if you're a person of color, unfortunately, they went through a lot with, and I'm not excusing their behavior. I just want to give some context on where all this trauma and negativity comes from. But with not being paid fairly, not being able to go certain places, being degraded to less than humans. Imagine being a grown adult and a grown man and a grown woman and being called boy or girl, or, you know, not being able to do, being paid equally or having crappy jobs because that's all you can get, especially if you're a person of color, especially if you're a you know, they had it very, very hard. So not having any control, I feel like that's where the trauma in the homes came from. Because when you go out into the world and you're constantly traumatized by your coworkers and every white person around you, and I'm sorry to any white person watching, the thing that's really hard for our people is because there's never been any accountability on how traumatic and how demonic a lot of the things that your people have caused, you know, people of color. And it's never acknowledged. It's always like, oh, that was so long ago. Not when lynchings went and people watched, and there was a lot of stuff going on. Like, that's why I don't go to Lake Lanier. It's that used to be in the bottom of Lake Lanier used to be a town of black people. Like, there was a lot of demonic, psychotic, horrible, horrible, horrific things that happened to our people. And that's where a lot of our trauma and stuff comes from. And it was never dealt with. And unfortunately, it just trickled down. It trickled down to us. And so for it's just unfortunate. We still live in a society where those people still praise, you know, if in Georgia, there's still places where people still praise, you know, the Confederate flag and you know, everything that was going on and make America great again. They wanted to go back to a time where they could lynch us publicly and do things publicly. So I say all that to say, you know, our people went through a lot. And unfortunately, that's what's caused a lot of this trauma. So we have to just do the best that we can to heal ourselves from it. They just didn't have the tools, the resources, or the support that we do now. We just got to be thankful that we have it and forgive them for them, they not know what they do, and try to be better. That's where a lot of our trauma comes from, unfortunately. I can go on and on and on and on. Yeah, we got to speak in code. And we shouldn't have to speak in code with an ailment. You know, that's what's crazy about COVID to me. I really, my conspiracy that it was man-made, and it just got out of control because just like AIDS, in my opinion, because a lot of stuff just doesn't seem right. A lot of stuff that goes on in the world just isn't right. Both beautiful and pretty, my way of morphing them hybrid at its finest. Oh, I appreciate that. Well, I hope you guys have a beautiful, blessed day. Again, sorry that this wasn't a whole bunch motivating. I'm still trying to get better. Yeah, a lot of stuff that goes on in our world is trash and garbage. Let's just say that. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I hope that you guys, if you guys are off today, enjoy your day off. If you guys have to go to work, I pray that your spirit is lifted and that you are doing well and at peace. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. And I hope you guys have a beautiful, 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 blessed day. And I will catch you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.